Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen in studio, Bill Bush with us again from the great piano room that he resides in sometimes. Bill, how are you this morning?
Great to be with you guys. Everything's going great down here in Omaha for the day. Having an event early this morning, so enjoying myself here. Great to see you guys.
I don't know if we've seen those glasses before, Bill. They're a different look for you today. Feels like
these are blue. Those blue glasses.
They look different to me.
I'm gonna look. Hold on.
He's coming over to see you, Bill. If you don't know, Sip is in, so he can't see Bill right now. Now he's gonna come see Bill on the screen. Those look different. They look. He laughed. Come on. I didn't laugh. I just said we haven't seen this look from Bill before.
I don't know how to describe that.
Girls' glasses on the radio.
That's happened.
Yes. Look at those glasses.
It's happened. It's a different look. I haven't seen it before from Bill.
Yeah. God, right. I wish I wouldn't have seen that.
now you have.
I always had a. All I could have is this. Sort of I always try to imagine what he looks like on these things, and there it was. That's not what
you
I was expecting.
You saw the piano room. You saw all that. Yeah. You saw the whole shebang right there.
For some reason, that wasn't what I was expecting.
There it was.
You've never seen the piano room before.
No, the glasses too. I don't know.
It's a whole thing of his imagination, Billy. Now he knows what it looks like.
Now I know.
Now he's got the visual to see.
Yeah. I've worn at
least a minimum of 40 different kinds of glasses on air.
Yeah. Like that. True.
These are the ones that Slade Sippel just cracked him up.
We haven't seen them before. That's why it throws us off, but they're nice. Nice look, Bill.
How many glasses do you have right now?
Good question.
You access?
I'm down. I'm probably about 30.
Oh, my God. 30?
I told Laura just yesterday, I said, it's time to get back to the dollar store. I got to load back up again.
I'm down to two.
I got to tell the brief story I told you guys yesterday via text message.
Okay.
I think it's called the Mattress Factory, waiting for House Mender Layton to come over and meet me for dinner. And then I heard a large Randy and there was a loyal breaker, Adam Russell. Adam Russell listens to the show every day, and he was there. He stopped in briefly at the Mattress Factory, and it was awesome. Just all of a sudden, by myself, I'm sitting in the corner. I'm watching UTEP Sam Houston, and all of a sudden, I get a Randy call like that, and it was Adam. And so, a loyal listener listens every single day. So, Big shout out to Adam. He's awesome.
The question I have for you, Bill, is okay, you're at Old Mattress Factory. From a scale of 1 being low to 10 being loud, what was the loudness of the Randy?
Randy probably felt in the 5.5 to 6.0.
Okay.
Pretty loud.
So I didn't think he wanted to go. But he could have went full Randy plate. It wasn't overly busy. You know, it was a Wednesday night.
Yes.
And so it wasn't complete madness. But it was a good Randy. I know this. I perked up right away. So I'm like, okay, this is odd.
Okay.
And it makes your day, though. It was great.
It does.
So we appreciate our breakers when they yell out to us.
That is now, it's just coming to me now. You were not at an actual Mattress Factory.
That's the restaurant.
Yeah, you were at the restaurant.
I get the confusion. Yeah. It's called the Old Man.
Yeah. I thought you were at it buying a bed.
How many times do you think when their waiter or waitress comes over and then what will you guys have now? And someone goes, I'll take 3 mattresses. I bet it's like
pillowcase.
I bet it's daily.
Ah, probably all the time.
Okay, so you were at the Old Mattress Factory throwing them down?
What's that? I wasn't throwing him down. No, I was not throwing him down at all.
I
met House Vendor Layton.
Watching some ball.
I had not dined yet, so I did some dining. And I had the buffalo mac and cheese, and it was incredible.
Buffalo mac and cheese.
What is buffalo mac and cheese?
Buffalo sauce mac and cheese. A little spicy.
Buffalo chicken mixed in with your mac and cheese.
It's got to be a little bit of a spicy kick to it, right?
A little flavor to it. They did a great job. It was outstanding.
God, you were down there, huh? In that... You're in the guts of Omaha.
That's the guts.
Yeah. Wow. I should have flipped over. I should have went over to Manawa and saw you.
You could have. Because you're in the same city.
You could have helped me out of a bind. That would have been funny. Oh, my God. Those worlds colliding would be
unbelievable. Imagine all of a sudden, out of the blue, about 9 o'clock, Daisy's like, Bill's here. Bill who?
Who is
Bill's
that?
Outside.
Bill Bush.
Those worlds colliding Bill's would here. Be incredible.
That'd be an incredible collision.
In Manawa.
Here we are.
Are you prepared for travels today? Which you're
yes.
You're leaving a day early today. Yeah, the game's like tomorrow at 7.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys will be in Minneapolis 4 hours prior to a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
So you guys are you're looking at the arrival time actually. You'll be about roughly 30 hours out from the game.
Yeah, it's odd.
What are you gonna do tomorrow? I mean, the game's not at 11, it's at 7.
I know.
You're there all day.
We're going to do nothing is what we're going to do. I don't know.
It's not even football to watch like in your hotel because it's Friday.
No. I know. I don't know what we're going to do. I really don't. I haven't worked it out.
Sean. Hey, Sean, what was our plan for today?
Yesterday's really busy, so I just started thinking about the whole thing this morning. And I'm rushing around, getting packed, getting stuff. And I'm like, what are we doing? The game's not till tomorrow. But anyway.
Will you watch The Price is Right?
You could do that. That's feasible.
I don't know. I don't know what I'll flip on.
When did The Price is Right start? Like 70 whatever. I don't know. But just all I know is I saw it on the other day. The Price is Right was on at Genesis. And I stopped and watched it for a few minutes. A minute. And I'm like, this game is the exact same game as when I used to watch it in college in the 80s.
Which one was it?
Yes. Nothing's changed on The Price is Right.
Except for, it's Bob Barker's not there anymore. It's Drew Carey. The only change is that. That's glorious, though, that they've kept it the same way.
When they spun that big wheel.
It's the same exact thing. And then the excitement when they get called down. I mean, everyone runs down and gets giddy. I'm watching the thing going like, I go, let's change nothing. And the show's been running just nonstop for like 50 years.
It'd get really weird if they changed.
It would. How could you change that? What would you do to change it?
I don't know.
Like change the
set? I just wonder if there's somebody out there that started watching it maybe in the late 70s and still watch it today and watch it religiously for 50 years. That's what I'd like to know. Because I'm going to tell you, I've had a pretty big span of watching it.
I'm guessing that does exist. That person definitely is out there.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes.
It's their routine.
Yeah.
But since the 70s or the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Do you think someone DVRs that? Do you think someone DVRs The Price is Right? Because that'd be incredible.
I'm going to go yes.
They watched it at night. They couldn't catch it during the day, but I DVR'd it.
I guarantee it, actually.
Yeah. Yes. I would have to agree with that. Thank you, Steve.
I'm happy for that person that they do, or those people that they do that.
That's a better lifestyle, I'm telling you. They're living a better life than we are if they're DVRing The Price is Right.
Or if they're just watching it anyway, live. God, I haven't
David
watched
points
it.
Out it was already 18 years ago that Drew Carey took over. He's been on the show for 18 years. How has it already been 18 years for Drew Carey on The Price is Right? That's insane.
That is insane. I haven't probably watched it. I haven't watched an episode for 30 years. Not
a Yeah, I've watched a few minutes. I'm with you, Steve. I'm like, okay, I stood and watched it for about 45 seconds. Like, I want to see if things are the same. And it was. Drew Carey, imagine that. Imagine doing that for as long as those guys have. That would be a grind.
It'd be lucrative.
Okay, 5 days a week.
Lucrative, yes.
I'm heading out. We're doing the prices right for 5 days a week. That would wear on you after a while.
Can you imagine a life where you sit down? I can't even imagine a life where I sit down and watch a full episode of The Price is Right.
That would be the most astounding.
You could change your life right now. Do that.
That'll be something. I will text you guys at some time during retirement. I'll be like, I'm going to watch the whole thing today.
I'm watching the whole thing.
You give us the
highest. I'm sitting down and watching the whole thing.
They still spin the big wheel.
Yeah, the big wheel is the big. That's a huge part of the show. The big wheel.
The big wheel is a huge part of the show.
It's a great part of the show. I will tell you this. I don't think I've ever watched a full episode in my life.
I have.
Have you just sat down and watched it?
I know I have.
I was like 7 years old, probably, yeah.
Then they got the showcase at the end, Steve. Yeah, it's big.
The showcase at the end, yeah. But even as a kid, I didn't sit down. It would be on. You
just
know.
Catch glimpses of it.
Yeah, it'd be on. I didn't sit down and
watch the
say,
Price
Mom,
is Right
give me a popsicle. I'm watching
it's Price is Right time.
Right. But Bob Barker was, come on. That's the thing.
Well, that's tomorrow then. Tomorrow you commit to watching a full episode of Price is Right sitting in Minneapolis.
There's no way I'm doing that.
Ready for game day.
I don't
tomorrow.
Know if I have the attention span to do it. Anyway.
Challenge yourself.
All right, Bill, you're all locked in.
The other day, yeah. Bill, I think I told you, but Sip, when you were not here, I did not make the coffee for Sip, and he went back and had a cold batch of coffee I made from the day before.
I didn't
before.
Know yesterday. Yeah. When I come in the morning, Jake used to be able to do this with the timer, and so sometimes I would come in and I'd be like, okay, there's hot coffee. It's fresh coffee. Now I know. I wait until – I don't even go back there until Jake has been here and set up.
I would by the way, get back to that. But the problem is that we've got shows here till midnight, and so people need coffee after the meal closes, so they make coffee. If I had made pre-timed coffee, it would surely have been drank the night before, and it would not be there for you. So that's why I have stopped – unfortunately, doing that practice, which I do miss having the coffee prepared.
But yeah, so I got a cold shot the other day.
He did. He's like, question, did you by chance not make coffee today? I said, I did not. He's like, okay, because I drank cold coffee back there. So yeah, that was from yesterday, other day. But it's a fresh batch today through this McDonald's coffee this morning.
It sounds like I was complaining. I wasn't. I didn't. It was just it wasn't.
It's funny the way you brought it up.
Yeah, it was like a personal question.
There's also a coffee shop, Steve, right there.
I did tell him that, too.
Good point.
I did say that.
You know, about 10 feet away.
And at that point, Bill, the coffee shop was open. It was past 7 o'clock, and so somebody was here.
That's, exactly.
I know, but I just poured the pot in my cup.
And it was cold.
But I didn't know it was cold until I took the drink.
Pretty clear it was cold.
No, it wasn't.
You could have touched the side of the pot and said, this is not fresh at all. Fine. Bill, what do you watch the games? What were the two football games last night? You had UTEP and so you did watch these games.
I got to see quite. I saw some of the Delaware, but that game got out of hand pretty quick. Delaware was behind early, 21-0, scrap back a little bit, but never was a game. But the UTEP game was actually a full fight, and then UTEP broke away late. But it was a good game into the fourth quarter. Then UTEP broke away late. So Sam Houston has not won yet. And then I asked Leighton, I go, give me what your thoughts are, the numbers in the crowd. They showed the crowd and he felt it was somewhere around 28. Thought there was 28
people. 28 people, not 28,000.
We couldn't see a person. We could not see a person that was at the game. We figured it was 28.
And you couldn't see anybody?
An 0-6 team hosting a team on a Wednesday in mid-October.
1-5, 0-6 on a Wednesday night in Houston.
Yeah, 28 people make sense for that. Same Houston.
We're not making any money from the gate. God.
Just the TV broadcast.
I wonder if anybody was covering. I wonder if there was a local writer.
I hope so.
We should have done StubHub for that game last night.
Yeah.
We should have done that for that game. Because I would have bet. I wonder if they actually give tickets away. Just say, just come in. Just go ahead and come in.
I'd just like to go to a game like that sometime as a spectator.
The score of that game, UTEP 35-17, and Jack State, as Bill said, was up 21-0. They hold on to beat Delaware 38-28. 25 last night in your college football games.
Wow.
38-25 Jack State. And don't forget, behind us is Rudy. Rudy's a happy man because the Blue Jays were down 2-0 on the road at the Mariners, and they win 13-4. Rudy says the bats finally got hot last night for the Blue Jays.
You're speaking for Rudy.
That's what he told me before the game, before the show. That was his quote.
Seattle was up 2-0.
They were, and then they quickly were not.
Nothing.
We're bouncing around.
I also, I don't follow baseball at all, but and I wasn't watching batting either. I was watching my new favorite player is the catcher for Toronto. He's by far my favorite. He's 5'4".
Oh, for Toronto?
For Toronto, yes.
That would be Kirk. His name is Alejandro Kirk.
He hit a home run opposite field last night. But it says, so we looked it up, and he's 250.
Yeah.
And it says he's 5'8", but he's not 5'8". There's no chance. He's 5 foot, maybe five and a half, five. Rudy can kind of attest to this.
It does say 5'8", 245 on ESPN. So he's a big guy that's a shorter big guy.
He's very compact. He's very compact, and I just really enjoyed him.
5'8", 245. Yeah, that's what it listed that. But that's wow, big boy.
That's big. Now, Alejandro, go back to UTEP. What's UTEP's record?
They're 2-5 now.
Okay.
2-5, making a run at a bowl game.
Scotty's going to get hot here. Your boy, your friend, Scotty Walden.
2-5 versus winless?
Yeah, they were
winless.
Sam Houston's now 0-7. Lost at home 35-17 last night. Stupid.
That was probably Sam Houston's kind of their shot. They were playing 1-5.
We have a chance here.
That might have been it. Imagine that conversation before you went out. Guys, this might be our shot. This is it. And then when it doesn't happen, it's like, wow.
Nobody showed up for their shot.
Nope.
No.
No.
I don't know what to say people. About that.
It's too bad.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, they lost the game.
Yeah.
They're not looking great. We do have some more football tonight.
Who is it?
College football. Okay, of course, we do have NFL. But for college this evening, you will have Tulsa at East Carolina. That's it. One game tonight. ESPN 630. Tulsa at East Carolina.
It's not bad. Right?
Tulsa had that big win against Okie State. They're just 2-4 this year. People thought, hey, this could be a good Tulsa team. No, they're 2-4.
I never really thought that.
Well, I just thought it was a terrible win. Coach was good.
Oh, I know. I get what you're saying.
You watched the Broncos. They were really high on this coach and what he's, you know, his potential, but they're 2-4. Tulsa.
Just one game. One game tonight.
Yep, that's it. And NFL football, you got the Bengals hosting the Steelers this evening on Thursday Night Football.
The Steelers are rolling.
Steelers are rolling.
Like Steelers are rolling pretty good. I will say this, Flacco looked – I was amazed at how good he looked in the second half of that game Sunday. He actually – he threw it around pretty good. I think Ja'Marr Chase had like 12 catches. He spun it around pretty decent. But, the chance of winning and beating the Steelers, that would be a very tough win.
Yes.
This is from Wet Blanket, by the way. We're going back quickly back to Sam Houston for a second.
Blanket's back?
The blanket's with us?
I did not have the audio ups, and I did watch a little bit of Sam Houston myself. I didn't watch much, but he says Sam Houston's stadium is being renovated, so they are playing in a soccer stadium 70 miles from campus, is what he said.
Oh, Wet Blanket, good information.
They're playing 70 miles from campus?
Good information. That helps explain why nobody's there. Yeah, that helps explain why nobody's there, right? There's probably literally nobody there. I mean, there are 28 people. God.
Well, thank you, Wet Blanket.
What a life. I mean, think about that college football world. Unbelievable.
There's no doubt. If you had a good Doan Midland game, way more fans. Way more fans.
Would there be way more fans if it was played in North Platte, though?
No, there would not be. There would be, again, be back to probably 28 total. 28. Can you imagine if it was played in North Platte, if all of a sudden they get, you guys going to the Doan Midland game tonight?
No.
Yeah, stadium's getting redone, but I get you free tickets. No, I'm not going.
No. Grand Island. Grand Island would probably be a better example, and it would still be the same answer.
It would.
70 miles away.
Yes, that's odd. By the way, someone says you should maybe in your time tomorrow go to the Mall of America, go shopping in Minneapolis tomorrow.
Is that still a thing?
It is still a thing.
That was such that a place thing where people would drive from Lincoln or Omaha. They would drive to Minneapolis just to go to Mall of America.
That's where the
That was a big deal.
That is 20 years ago. That's where Nebraska's staying. There's a hotel, there's a courtyard.
By the Mall of America?
It's hooked into the Mall of America. Yeah,
better go visit.
Well, we have a mall right by our hotel, the Galleria.
That's not the Mall of America.
No, I'm not going to a mall. I'm just not going to do that. I kind of need a winter coat. I was thinking about skipping over there, but I don't.
You'd find a lot of options at the Mall of America.
No, I'm not going to the Mall of America.
You should.
We're in Edina. Yeah,
I get that.
I don't.
You should go though.
I've never seen it.
So. I went one time.
Was it
when I was there for the Ryder Cup 9 years ago? I went to the Mall of America for a short span. It was fine. It's massive. Like, the place is overwhelmingly massive. It's huge.
It's the Mall of America.
It is way too big.
If there's anything that's taking a hit, it has to be Mall of America with Amazon and the shopping. It's just, you know, I mean,
oh God, yes.
I mean, that place has to be a ghost town.
I don't know about a ghost town.
Let's see that. Go challenge it. Just check that out.
That's where I'm not. I don't know what we're going to do. I have no idea what we'll. I mean, I don't know if we can stay at the hotel tomorrow till like 3.
Oh, yeah, that's a question for Sean. He's the one who gets to their day early. So,
yeah, there's
for a 7 p.m. game.
What if you guys had to check out of your hotel at 11 a.m.? That'd be incredible.
Well, don't you think that would be the case?
You guys are just at some buffet at 11:30.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Trying to kill time until the 7 o'clock.
Wait, are you guys driving home Friday night after the game? Then you're not checking out of the hotel.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Check out Saturday morning.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
Okay.
Good point.
I'll get that cleared away.
Yeah, so there's
okay.
No problem.
Okay. We helped you with that, Steve.
No. Well, that tells you how I haven't put this all together. Obviously, a Friday game throws you all off.
Yes.
It really does. Especially when you're leaving this
early.
There's
a lot of games on Saturday just driving.
I know.
You'll listen to some, but
put them on the radio.
We're not leaving until like 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Why?
Because we're up until probably 3.
Oh, okay. Sleep.
Yeah, I
get that then.
And I'll write on the way home. I don't do the car writing thing very writing in a car.
Which I understand that. It's not an easy thing to do.
I think that would be highly difficult. I'm on board with Sip on that one. Yeah. Sit in the back seat with your laptop out. Yeah. It's not good.
Doesn't sound very productive.
Believe it, though. I was telling Greg this morning, I've worked with so many people over the years. They do that on planes and cars. I don't know how they do it. I'm going to have to. I'm doing it come hell or high water tomorrow. But I don't. They do it really easily. That's my point. They just whip out their laptop and go to town. They don't have notes. They don't have their recorder. I'm like, what are you writing from? It's just like they write off the top of their head. Yeah.
locked away.
Yeah, I'll be doing it tomorrow because I'm not going to get back at 6 o'clock and write. You know, okay. Not that anybody cares. But, yeah, there you go.
Okay, there's the thank you. That is the Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizers, or somebody to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Now, we had a situation yesterday because Matt Rhule, again, I was thrown off by him talking on a Wednesday. Usually he talks Thursday, but of course, Nebraska plays Friday and not Saturday. I thought that we had the Rhule audio recorded and saved. We don't have it, apparently. But the good news for you is they didn't say a lot yesterday. It wasn't the most informative day because he did speak on Monday to media. That's when he had a majority of the questions of the week. And there was like no Penn State questions at all, thank goodness, yesterday. That was not an issue at his press conference. It was very short. Mm-hmm. It was very, concise in terms of looking ahead to Minnesota. It was all about the Gophers and what they present.
A little injury update. Malcolm Hartsog out. We were playing that game weekly.
Yes.
But he's out. And then Pritchett Elijah, who was dealing with an ankle injury last week, is fine. 100%. So that's good news for Nebraska. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be... He said, this is stock stuff that I've heard for 30 years. He said Nebraska practiced with insane crowd noise this week to prepare for Friday night's road environment. He learned how loud the stadium could be 2 years ago. He said Emmett Johnson would be a captain next year. See, Emmett Johnson, is returning to his hometown. He said he did note that this is in the weeds. He noted that outside zone runs have hurt Nebraska's defense and that Minnesota is an outside zone team. Is that your experience, Bill, having coached against Minnesota? Outside zone, inside zone, what else do they run? They run wham. Counters,
wham trap, get and pull,
wham.
When they had Mo Ibrahim, they were much more of an inside zone team, outside zone. They weren't an outside zone team or a stretch team at that time. But like I said, I watched Minnesota a little bit against Cal, and I watched their entire game against Purdue, and nothing really stood out in the run game to me. And obviously, you see the numbers. They rush for, I think, like 30 yards against Purdue.
That's right.
Yeah, they got 30.
So my take on it, I couldn't get a great feel for it. So they've watched the detailed film on it and what Nebraska's allowed. So they have a great feel for it. So I'm sure they're – and like I said, they're not facing a juggernaut in the run game at all.
No, Minnesota ranks 114th nationally in rushing. Odd, right? Because – I think
very odd. Yeah, you expect them to be somewhere at least in the 50. I mean, yes, that's I'm sure that's why PJ Fleck's not happy with where they're at. So they're gonna, they got a freshman quarterback throwing it all over the place, limited at receiver, and the run game not great. They found a way to win. I'm not sure how they found a way. Same thing. They found a way to beat Rutgers. They figured out a way to do it. Rutgers is not very good, but Rutgers can score, and Rutgers scored a lot of points in that game. They found a way to have a couple more points than Rutgers had.
Yeah, it is an odd. I mean, you're used to Minnesota being that, having a big offensive line that controls the game, and I just don't think they have that this year. They're 68th in passing offense, by the way, so they're not.
They don't move the ball very well.
There's a difference. I mean, people say they throw it all over the place. You have to also catch it, and so they're more into the throwing, not as much of the completions.
They thought
as they would like.
Right. They thought, okay, so Darius Taylor.
He was supposed to be one of the best running backs in the conference before the season.
He had 986 yards last year.
Yes.
10 touchdowns. And then he's been hurt in the last 2 weeks, 22 carries for 44 yards, like that. So something's not right there. Now, you never know, though. Maybe he's gotten healthy. I wouldn't be surprised if they run it, if they have some success running it.
One of the most remarkable comments, or not comments, or themes that came from the press conference that you guys just talked about with Coach Rhule was the injury report. I'm watching these other teams. I mean, USC was playing with their third string running back. You saw A&M just lost their running back for several weeks. I mean, there's injuries all over the place. So you heard Hartsog out and Pritchett 100% healthy.
That's it, right? Knock on wood.
I want you to just think about that. Usually by this time, just go to this right now. The NFL is what, one or two games behind college ball. Look at their injury reports. It's insane. And now there's guys that are banged up. Don't get me wrong. There's not everyone that's 100%, but it's literally insane. You know that basically you don't see anyone. That injury report is ridiculous. How light it is.
This is two straight years of that, by the way. Last year, same thing. Nebraska was a very healthy team last season.
I don't know what to make of it. It's just luck.
Because there would be, the question would be that no one really knows until they get thrown into it. USC found out they had a running back that he probably warmed up, not even playing the game, and he had 180 yards rushing because of the guys that got hurt. You know, where would Nebraska be if they were on their third string tailback?
I mean, my guess is in trouble.
We don't know. We don't know because we haven't seen that. Yeah. But most likely you would say it'd probably be a drop off.
Yeah, they got a pretty good running back right now. The lead guy is going pretty good.
His name is Emmett Johnson.
Yeah, he's going pretty well. So, not much. I don't know. I wasn't there yesterday. I don't know if Rule was asked about the
I did watch it. Again, we didn't have it cut up, but there was no Penn State questions at all.
That's what I was wondering.
Which was very nice, actually. It's all about your week in Minnesota on Friday night. It's about the game and the injuries, of course, or the lack thereof.
There was no question about the situation.
No, not yesterday. Mm. All about football on Friday night, which is nice.
Rule didn't think Nebraska had a problem with its pass rush. He said against Maryland. He said Butler is always very critical, but he thought that defense played well and pressured the quarterback. Even though they only got one sack, they did get some pressure on him. I never know how.
Well, that last drive, I mean, they forced a intentional grounding because they did rush Malik Washington. He threw, and that ended the drive effectively. That was when McCabe went second and 26 or third and 26. Mm-hmm. And they went way back. So that pressure was enormous in that football game to avoid any sort of drive happening for Maryland. So maybe it wasn't great throughout the game, but in that moment, it was clutch. The Huskers.
Yeah. So they'll and you know what, they should be able to get pressure on Drake Lindsey. Drake Lindsey?
Yes.
Because because he's immobile. I mean, I don't want to say immobile. He's got some athleticism, but he's
Rule did say, he does not run. Yes, he said Lindsey does not run the football, basically.
No, the most carries he's had in a game is 4. And I don't know what the designed run breakdown is.
I don't remember seeing a designed run in the game against Purdue. I don't remember seeing that. So that makes that's a huge difference in how you prepare for a team. When it's really, when he's non-scramble, non-run, it opens up a lot of things defensively, because the number of times when you go into a game and you're in a complete panic about when we rush, how are we going to rush? Because if he breaks out, man, he's so hard to tackle. And he doesn't even try to do that. And he doesn't have the controlled run game part of it also. So, and their best running back is beat up.
Yeah. It all sets up really well.
Yeah.
I mean, you hope that, I don't know, I hope the players don't look at it like we do, but man, it shouldn't be that hard. And I don't think he throws it, Drake Lindsey. I don't think he throws it downfield very much either. Very controlled.
Where's the interceptions, Jake?
He's put three.
Just three? Yeah. Seems like he does be some, he has had the ball in harm's way on some throws, but I thought he'd be higher than that. But so three's not, how many touchdowns?
What's he have? 9-3.
9-3. Okay. Yeah.
9-3. Not bad that way. He's thrown for 1,284
yards.
1,284 yards. 9-3. Completing 60%. I think it's just going to be a very safe passing game.
You did bring up, Bill, the Rutgers game. Again, that was they beat them 31-28. Minnesota beat Rutgers. That was his only game over 300 yards passing this year. He had 324 and 3 touchdowns in that game against Rutgers end of September.
Well, yeah, that was the off week, and I watched the third quarter, and they just came out of the halftime locker room throwing.
You see his stats against Ohio State?
Mm-mm.
Okay, they lost 42-3 to Ohio State. He had 26 pass attempts for 94 yards.
Yeah.
15 for 26 for 94 yards passing against Ohio
State.
They
couldn't get anything going, obviously.
I think they took the lead, didn't they? 3-0.
It was 3-0 off the bat. It was 3-0. Yeah,
then they didn't cross. I don't think they crossed the 50 again.
It was not much happening.
Going as you'd expect, no. Right? We'll see what Ohio State. Who's Ohio State play this week? Is that what's.
At Wisconsin.
At Wisconsin.
It's the big noon game of the week.
Is it the big noon game?
No, this one's at 2:30.
Is it? Okay.
Big noon is Washington at Michigan, and then Ohio State at Wisconsin is at 2:30 on CBS. So
it's actually the bigger game.
This is the Gary Danielson. This is Nestler and Danielson going to watch 25.5-point favorite Ohio State at Wisconsin.
I mean, the thing to Saturday. Watch in that game is Wisconsin. If Wisconsin scores at all. I mean, I don't know that I would be surprised if they got in the end zone. They might be able to kick a field goal or two, but I don't think they'll get in the end zone against Ohio State.
No, 37-0 last week. I was thinking too, Petitti has to be on the edge of his seat. Mm-hmm. He has to have Nebraska win, obviously, and he really needs USC to win.
To beat Notre Dame?
Because right now they got the top heavy three teams, and then it's number 20 and 25.
Yeah, you need a fourth.
USC at 20, Nebraska at 25. So I mean, right now it looks as if he's in a panic mode. Like there's only three teams that are going to make it for sure. He needs a USC or Nebraska, and there's probably a slim chance that either one of those makes it to the Big Ten championship game to win out. You know, oh, we won the Big Ten, so we got an extra team in. So right now, he needs USC or Nebraska to go on a heater.
Think about
the Big Ten's putting three in the playoffs.
Think about USC what they would do to their resume if they beat Michigan and Notre Dame back to back weeks.
That'd be pretty impactful, pretty powerful there for them.
It would be insane at that. And I'm pulling for the severe upset, I'd like to wager at Kenson, but we still heard nothing from Michael. I know you got your work in on that deal. I'd like to.
Hey, you're right, though. You're right. That's a problem for the Big Ten if USC goes down in that game.
Well, if you go through and watch, so in the top 21, the SEC has 10 teams.
Yeah.
In top 21, they've got – and the teams that are out are all kind of borderline remarkable. Mm-hmm. Who's out of it? If you take a look at the six teams who are out, like Florida's not in it. Good team. Mississippi State's not in it. Florida, again, they just beat Texas. You have Mississippi State that's not in. You have South Carolina, who last year was a team that was probably, almost first out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so that you look at that top to bottom, that's ridiculous stuff that the SEC has going with 10 in the top 21.
Could Washington sneak in there?
With this win, yes.
They're 5-1 mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah. They would still have a chance. I agree with that.
And they weren't embarrassed. They lost, 24-6 to Ohio State? It wasn't a boat race. It wasn't embarrassing. What happened in that game?
They were. I mean, I think, I don't. Was it Bill that described it? They just kind of got mauled. It was a slow maul.
Smothered.
Never blown out.
They just slowed the game down, and they just got three and outs and got first down, scored occasionally, and they got on the plane and flew home. That was the deal. Let's just try to win this game, get on the plane, we'll get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and we'll get back to Columbus.
You'll look at Washington different if they win in Michigan.
Yes, you should.
Absolutely. And you look at Michigan, it's not like, oh, man, there's no way we can do this.
Michigan? I picked Washington in our pick.
Michigan is a 6.5-point favorite in that ballgame.
And I don't know if you guys, think you are, because I don't see the excitement in the text thread or getting as much excitement out of all the Sherrone Moore stuff. Because there's some really, really
it's
funny
bizarre.
Stuff.
I can't take it seriously.
What's he doing?
Oh, well, they're
remind us again what happened with
Sherrone. They're basically mocking him for the blue collar coat.
Oh, yeah.
Now they have all types of other comments.
Like astronaut uniform.
Astronaut one was, we have to take one step at a time, one giant step or leap for mankind. And he's in an astronaut suit. So there's been some funny stuff.
Central Michigan gear as well. Connor Stallion style there. So
he wore a blue collar jacket. That was weird. It was odd.
Yeah.
By the way, last question before we move on. Curiosity, what is your level of interest or intrigue in Penn State at Iowa Saturday night?
Hi.
Here's the problem. That game's on Peacock. It's on Peacock at 6 p.m. You could have had that on 2:30 at Kinnick, with Gary Danielson and Nestler. Yeah. But no, we got that game on Peacock.
It's the
Penn State and Iowa on Peacock. It's stupid.
It's the same time as USC Notre Dame, though. So
why did it should have been at 2:30?
Yeah,
move the Wisconsin game either earlier or later.
I mean, when I say I'm interested, I'm not going to be horribly disappointed. I can't watch.
You know what game should be on Peacock? How about Purdue Northwestern? Let's put that one on Peacock.
Hey, Northwestern, by the way. Northwestern, not bad. Having a pretty good year.
They're 4-2.
Yeah.
They could be 5-2.
Right.
Again, they play Purdue. They're 2.5-point favorites. Right. They could be 5-2.
And 3-1 in the
and
league.
Heading to Nebraska's game here in Lincoln next
5
week.
5-2 and 3-1.
I mean, right now, you would say that you're definitely wagering that they're a bowl team.
Yeah. How about
so
Braun?
You can't just say that's a gimme win for Nebraska next week. They'll give you all you want next weekend.
However you cut it, I mean, it's not a big deal now. They went to Purdue and beat him. Mm-hmm. And Drew Aller went out like mid-fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh.
Penn State, yeah.
They didn't have their quarterback. Yeah, they did. They had him for 3.5 quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it done.
They won at Penn State.
Yeah, they did.
What a weird world this is.
This October's been completely bizarre. Completely bizarre.
Think of the narrative as it applied to Nebraska going into the season. They got a really easy schedule, but they're not going to beat Penn State.
No?
Yeah.
Now it's winnable. They're 3-3. 0-3 in conference play.
And now after this game, after the Minnesota game, they have 5 remaining, correct? And out of the 5 remaining, the Penn State game's the easiest. It is.
Probably.
Maybe. Northwestern at home will be better than Penn State. No, it's going to be.
It would appear so.
The only chance they have now is, no one has any idea, is the interim coach at Penn State able to just rally him, because the big picture is all gone. There is no playoffs. There's no chance of anything. But can they just rally? Because there's a lot of players at Penn State that like to play football and they want opportunities to play. And so can he rally him back? Can he somehow get him back on track? Just the mood in the locker room. Just some sort of let's try to fix this thing. That's all that can happen.
It happens often, right?
Well, there's a UCLA's got it figured out.
Yeah,
it does happen. I've seen it before. It was just like, man, this is the mood changed.
Yeah.
Everything was changed.
Yeah, I'm halfway counting on that to happen, and they'll beat Iowa.
Well, that Iowa 2.5-point favorites, 6 p.m. on Peacock. Saturday night. Before we get to break, if you're hungry in downtown Lincoln for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, Bill, where would you send the Breakers this morning? Where would you send them to, Bill? What restaurant in Lincoln?
The Bird.
The Bird. Early Bird at 19th and K. Freeze.
Hold it. It's 19th and K?
Yeah.
Where's that at? Is that the Telegraph District?
It's pretty much. Just southwest of Telegraph District, essentially.
If you get in the Telegraph District and you get lost, just start yelling "The Bird" and someone will point you.
The Bird.
It's over there. Trust me, it's over there. We know where you're going.
Right over there.
Where's the bird?
Someone will hear you. If you start yelling, "Where's the bird?" Bird.
They have a variety of options.
Be in a regional center before you know it.
Breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, pancakes, chicken fried steak. They have everything there. And don't forget.
Oh, God.
Please don't forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Wow, that was loud. Hash holes. That was loud.
That was good
Bill.
Job, Bill. Yes.
Yeah.
Open every day till 2 p.m. at 19th and K, Early Bird. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch. When we come back, Lane Kiffin's got fat jokes.
Easy,
what's happening
easy,
here?
Easy.
That's up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.